Hello, my friends! Are you in the mood for a great-tasting all-natural soda? Well, it's been a really hot summer this year, and after you've been out cutting the yard or playing outdoors, you want a really good drink. Well, try a naughty soda! We make our sodas with all-natural fruit juices and spices. We also use pure cane sugar and agave nectar to sweeten them. If you like a nice, clean fruit flavor or a great root beer that's not too sweet, our Naughty Sodas are just for you. Naughty Soda, all-natural sodas, made with all-natural juices, spices, and sweeteners. Available at your local Georgia Growler store. Enjoy a Naughty Soda today!
And here we are again, folks, for another Achieving Reality of the Podcast. This week, the guys talk about shoes, books, football, cricket, and rugby. Sports on the show. Who'd have thunk it? That's really different. Can't wait to see how this goes. Alright, so sit back, grab a naughty one, relax, and get ready to laugh out loud with another Achieving Reality the Podcast. See you at the end.
We were at Target yesterday, and we're walking past the toy section, and there's this black box at the bottom of one of the end caps.
Alright.
Some Star Wars thing. I stop and take a look at it. I'm like, I wonder what this is. And it's a stormtrooper and the scout trooper, and they're completely black.
Okay.
It's some sort of shadow force, Empire shadow.
Yeah, they had that in the extended universe. They had a shadow force.
And I'm looking at him like, oh, this looks pretty cool. But he looks too much like the TIE fighter pilot now that he's all black. And it occurs to me, he's like, these are just regular figures they hadn't painted.
That's probably true.
I'm not going to pay extra for unpainted figures. I'm going to take them home and paint them. I have to spray paint them black first.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, because they're already black.
Well, I use black primer. When I'm painting.
Yeah. Foo Fighters special guest, Joe Walsh.
he kind of shows up wherever.
He's wearing a You Are Here t-shirt. So you're here.
Mm-hmm. No matter where Joe Walsh goes, there he is.
There he is.
What is this and why are you doing it?
It's Facebook. I'm just flipping through. Okay, I'll stop.
Actually, I think that's why we don't get more hits on our movies from the YouTube channel.
Why is that?
It's because people are scrolling through and they see the link and they just assume it's we're linking to some wacky cat video and just scroll past it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And doesn't realize that, no, we made this movie. We'd like you to see it.
Yeah. I wouldn't surprise
they
me.
Just, they see a video link and they're like, we'll see another grumpy cat.
Fucking grumpy cat. Don't even get me started.
Ooh, another rant from Larry about grumpy cat? And go.
And go. It's a fucking cat!
He stole my shtick.
Who? No. I can out-grumpy grumpy cat. I mean, it's a fucking cat. Who gives a shit what the cats think? It's called Garfield redone. That's all it is. Garfield with a different color, different style cat, and it doesn't eat lasagna. But that's it. Yeah. That's all they did. They basically just remade Garfield. Congratulations! You've done something not original, like everybody else in Hollywood.
Well, we'll see when the movie comes out.
Yeah, it's.
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. I've seen it pop up. I'm like, I'm not watching that shit.
So. Well, you have to see. You got to know what voice they thought would be appropriate.
It's some girl.
It's not appropriate. But then again, when the Garfield animated thing came out, I didn't think the voice was appropriate for that either.
You didn't think the guy who does...
Lou Rawls for the cartoon.
Was it?
The original animated.
Oh, yeah.
Although, who did it? He's the guy in the cartoon show.
Yeah, he ends up... He does Ray Stantz, too, in Ghostbusters and all that.
Although I thought Bill Murray was an interesting choice for the movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't see the movie, so I couldn't tell you.
I saw it on TV. It worked. So.
I like the Smurfs movie.
Okay.
That was cute.
Cute-ish.
The live action.
Yeah.
Live action.
Yeah, live action. The air bunnies.
Yeah.
A whole fleet of them.
Yeah.
You can put those same air bunnies over episode 1, 2, and 3, too. Live action Star Wars movies.
No, oh, yeah.
Even the actors are computer generated in parts of it. You know?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
I thought Christopher Lee was in, he must be in excellent shape to do all those sword fights and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's great shape for 108.
You can see his, the guy who actually does the fighting and the bonus features and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't look a lot like Christopher Lee at all.
Doesn't have to.
He just put his face over him.
Exactly. Oh, they're redoing The Crow.
Why?
They're going to make it more like the actual comic book this time, so darker and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It'll be with another super skinny guy, but...
Brandon Lee's not coming back?
No, weird. I don't understand why.
Those Lee boys don't have long film careers.
No, no.
They talk about...
Lee boys!
Telling you about the Fat Man on Batman with Burt Ward.
Yeah.
He talks about Bruce Lee in that.
Does he?
Well, they were neighbors.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I didn't
they
know that.
They used to spar.
Okay.
Well, Burt Ward was big into martial arts before he became Robin.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the reasons he got the part was because he was athletic and all that good stuff. They lived in the same apartment complex.
That's funny.
So they used to spar. Years later, they were able to be on TV together.
That's cool.
Who?
Bruce Lee and Burt Ward.
As?
Kato and Robin.
Oh, that's Kato and Robin. I thought... they were during the Green Hornet or something. I was like, Bruce Ward wasn't the Green Hornet.
No. Burt Ward was Robin.
That'd be a Burt Ward.
And Bruce Lee was Kato.
Yeah.
There's a two-part Batman episode with the Green Hornet.
Is there?
Yeah.
Not from the 60s era. Didn't see a lot of the repeats.
He's not from the 60s era either.
But he owns the box set.
Well, you could have the box set too.
Were you giving me yours?
No.
Then I can't own the box set, too.
You can probably borrow it.
Then I wouldn't have the box set.
I know, but at least you can
still wouldn't be able to watch it either.
Yeah, because it's on Blu-ray. I have a Blu-ray player.
Larry's boycotting Blu-ray until the next thing comes out.
Until the what? Yeah, until I can afford a PS3.
And you're a lot closer to affording a PS3 now than you were before the PS4 came out.
Right.
So when the PS5 comes out, you'll be set.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Dave says if he gets a PS4, he'll just give me his 3. That's an if.
Did I look at the PS4? I don't know what they could do for me.
Nothing. You've already got everything you need, so... And you're not a gamer, really.
I don't play video games.
Right.
At least not those kind of video games.
I do. If I can get a PS3 and Dave still has his, we can play them over the internet, so... He can shoot me that way, too. He killed me in Army of Two. Army of One or whatever. Army of Two. I think it's what it is. Army of Two. To finish the game, you have a choice. Kill your friend or kill 21 million Chinese people. I told him to kill 21 million Chinese people. Because who cares? We don't know them. And he shot me.
Good friend, huh?
Yeah. I never let him live it down either. Like, I can't believe you shot your friend, man. Like, I'm your friend, not only in life, but in the video game we were best friends, and you shot me. You killed your best friend. He goes, well, I saved 21 million people. I go, 21 million Chinese people? They'll replace that in 3 days. So.
Allegedly.
No, they would.
Well, Austin gets pissed off when he starts losing the game, too.
Those kind. Yeah, because when we used to play, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's a first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And you just run around, it's just a mass of people. And you're just running around and just blowing shit up, killing people. And Bam and I would always be on the same team. But when he wasn't, he was like, well, I won't shoot you. I said, yeah, okay, cool. Never said I wouldn't shoot him. He comes running by, bam! Dead shot. Dude, oh, who shot me? And it comes up, you were shot by Tavori or Akash or whatever. He was like, dude, I said I wasn't going to shoot you. Oh, right. I thought you were somebody else. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I thought you were somebody else. Yeah. Next time he runs by, I'm in a place specifically to shoot him. He runs by, he stops, and he's sniping people from the thing, and I'm up just one level higher, and I see him, and I've taken out a few people, and I hear, all right, man, now don't shoot me. I'm going to be sitting in this sniper area shooting people. It's like, okay, but we're on separate teams. He's like, yeah, but, you know, all right, bam. God damn it, Larry,
to quit it.
And then from that point forward, he made to be on the other team just to kill me. And he got me like 10, 12 times. It was just so funny though. Oh my god, oh my god, gosh, stop fucking shooting me. All right, sorry. Spawn, blam!
Man, fucking Larry!
It was funny. I enjoyed it.
Well, the freedom for me in those LAN parties is like, I know I suck at these games, so, and I don't really give a damn if I win or lose. The Allies already won this battle. I know, I looked at the book. So I don't care. And blam! Oop, start again.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to go left this time. Blam! I'm going to go right this time. Yeah. Blam!
That was kind of how
I'm
I was.
I'm going to sit here until someone shoots me.
Blam! Basically.
Oh, look, a Nazi.
That's
and, you know, they would talk about, you know, how playing this way and playing that way.
Yeah.
But Austin would set his computer up because, yeah, you know, you have separate skins that you could put on the various soldiers.
Right.
And he would always set the opposing team to either, like, Marines in dress uniform or, like, Uncle Sam. So they're, like, these brightly colored things. So people try and hide somewhere in foliage or something.
Yeah, you
can see them. There's a big blue blob behind a tree. Like, well, that's not exactly right either. The skin you're saying should be the skin I set mine to, not whatever you set yours to look like.
Yeah,
I want dark colors and stuff too.
Yeah, I want to hide in the bushes and kill you when you walk by.
You don't want to be in hot pink.
No, I don't want to be
orange.
I don't want to be Molly.
You don't want to be Molly.
So I said, oh, my opposing soldier is Hello Kitty.
I said, oh, my opposing soldiers in orange and white.
It's the cutest Nazis ever. Blam, blam, blam.
Yay, I get to kill Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty and Barney.
Kitty!
No, no.
Giant purple Nazis.
I love BAM!
I
you
hate,
love BAM!
I hate you, you hate me.
Or what was the other characters that the kid show that Tinky Winky? What was the other ones? The.
I don't know where she's going with it.
No. You were talking about.
You call him Tinky Winky? I figured he was more of a Poe, really.
the panda?
The Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah.
Teletubbies. Of course, now those are the only two names I can remember.
The what? You know,
Dipsy Doodle, Lala.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, so you're well versed in the Teletubbies.
And the creepy, creepy baby sun thing.
Eesh. They were sun worshippers. That was their god.
A creepy, creepy baby was the sun.
Yeah! Yeah!
They were getting their orders from
me. Look, there's something coming down from the sun. Woof!
It's time to change the sun.
Woo!
I think it's your turn, Poe. You will change the sun.
Let Tinky Winky do it. He's got the purse.
Yeah, go Tinky Winky. We're going to sit here and eat flapjacks.
With our creepy vacuum cleaner that eats everything.
I don't know about that. That's all I know about the show is two names, a baby son, and flapjacks. Which I think was the entire show, wasn't it?
Well, and they did something on their bellies.
Ew.
They had like TVs built into their bellies.
Oh, Teletubbies. Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense, but the name makes sense now.
Yeah, well, it was British.
Not that you could tell.
No.
Except that they all lived in Hobbiton.
Yeah. That would make them all New Zealanders then. And
everybody who lived in Hobbiton was British, except for the Americans. The American.
He wasn't British.
Well, at least we're back on topic about British.
No. I think we're going to talk about Batman.
Well, at least we're in movies and stuff.
Yeah, Teletubbies. It's the real Gotham of kids' television. Teletubbieville.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that creepy sun thing.
I'm Tinky Winky. Tinky Winky, if I didn't cry.
The goddamn Poe.
I'm Dipsy Doodle, motherfucker!
I think that line's probably gonna show up in the next one.
What? I'm goddamn Poe?
No, the line from, I think it was one of the Frank Miller ones. Somebody asked him who he is. He said, I'm the goddamn Batman.
Oh, well, it wouldn't surprise me. They're supposed to pull the line because he's done up in armor and he's kicking Superman's ass.
Well, the rumor is they're pulling heavily from Dark Knight Returns, but they're doing his origin story.
Like Batman's origin story?
Yeah. So I'm like, wait.
You can't
start at the beginning and the end.
You can't do the Alpha and the Omega at the same time.
Unless you're Charlton Heston.
True. Damn dirty apes.
You just have to start in the middle and work your way to the end or
something.
You tell the whole Batman story in one movie.
Then you just stop.
So he's apparently Batman for the first 5 minutes of the movie, and then he stops being Batman and he comes back.
Yeah.
He returns.
Yeah, there you go. They need to stop rebooting everything, or if they're going to do it, just get into it. We all know the beginnings. We all know the origins.
Screw the origin story.
I mean,
we all know it.
With, like, if they did a totally Joker movie, nobody knows his real origins. Even in the comic books, no one knows his true origins. So,
well, they did it in Dark Knight. They didn't bother with an origin story for Joker.
Right. So,
but nobody cared.
Exactly. So you could do what people think. Like, they could start with the Red Hood and then go into a Joker movie. That's how he is. That's him. It's like, he's Batman. He's Batman. Just do a Batman fucking movie. I don't care about Bruce Wayne. You know? I mean, you can do his alter ego thing, but I don't want to see how he became Batman. We know this. And if you don't, pick up a goddamn comic book.
Watch one of the other movies.
Watch one of the other 4,800 movies that he's done.
What about the show that's on TV right now?
Which one?
The Gotham. Isn't that gives you a little bit of...
They redo the origin story there. Yeah,
they do the origin story there, but they're not focused on Bruce.
They're focused on Commissioner Gordon, right?
Yeah.
He's not Commissioner Gordon at the moment.
No, he's Detective Gordon. So this thing's actually about the city... becoming what it becomes.
It's the origin story of Gotham.
Yeah, it's the origin story of Gotham. But they follow Detective... holy crap. Gordon. Moore. And Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Sergeant Bullock. Who stays Sergeant Bullock. But...
whatever.
Yeah.
It's because he won't buy a new trench coat.
But no, it's because he's off and on dirty. But
well, not in the other incarnations. He's always been
good, but he's always done something that's the reason why he never progressed.
Well, he's not a dirty cop by any stretch of the imagination, but he has beat a couple prisoners with phone books.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. So you've got that,
and he's just uncouth.
He's the hard nosed cop. Mm-hmm. You got good cop, bad cop. Good cop, literally in this case, is Gordon. Bad cop is Bullock. I mean, they both follow the rules, but Bullock smudged some of the pages. You know, oh, I can't read the end of that one. Do not, what? Well, it says I can't mar your face, so whack. Yeah, I didn't hit you. The telephone book did. So, you know.
Yeah, but he's not going to take payola from monsters.
No. Gotham is the backstory of Gotham.
How it got to be so fucked
up. How it got to be so bad that it needs a Batman. And that's why it hit through the whole thing. He's like 10, 12 years old. He's aging through the show. Now, granted, right now he's about 10, right?
I have no idea. I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's actually very good.
It is good.
He's about 10 or 12 right now. Because that's how old he was when his parents were killed. And you just see everything else going on in the city. And they have Batman. Not Batman. They have Bruce drop in a lot. Because you can't have it without A. Wayne. Because they own the city.
There is only A. Wayne.
Yeah.
He comes from a long line of only children.
Very long line. So, yeah. That's the whole point. You know, that's what I'm getting. And it's not just Batman. It's Spider-Man, Batman, the X-Men, any movie you put out. Don't give us the origin, you know, unless that has to be part of it. Like, that's the whole storyline. It's like, this is an origin movie.
Spider-Man was really not necessary to go back and redo his origin. It wasn't necessary to reboot the damn franchise.
No, right. Well, people didn't like the Sam Raimi version, but...
They didn't like 3.
Yeah.
They were perfectly fine with 1 and 2.
3 was pretty bad.
3 could be cut down by about a third.
You could get rid of like the entire Venom
thing. The whole Venom black suit thing. The entire excised thing. And
yeah, you could just have it
because
be...
Because Venom was not that interesting.
A Venom movie would be interesting.
Well, if you were concentrating on him as a character,
yeah.
He's just like this asshole photographer who then becomes an asshole.
Well, he's an asshole photographer that breaks the rules and photoshops a picture. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they showed it to him. They show it in the movie, but Peter says, this is not right. And so he just destroys Brock's career. And that's why Brock hates him. And that's, of course, the suit hates him because he forced him to separate.
And Brock just happens to be in the same church, for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
That
in New York.
That Peter Parker is at when he gets rid of the alien suit.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's only
a hell of a coincidence.
There's only a couple of hundred cathedrals and churches in the city of New York. Yeah. I mean, I could kind of understand if they did a Venom one, you could do his thing. Or if they did a Carnage movie, which I've actually heard that they might be doing.
Carnage has to come out of the Venom storyline.
Yeah. I mean, it would start that way, probably. You know, I
mean, you could fudge
Venom. You'd have a trilogy of Venom and then you could, bang right into Carnage.
You could fudge Venom's origin.
A little bit, yeah.
To not include Spider-Man.
Yeah. You could actually go from that point. Like, you just hear the bells ringing. And then you'd see, you know, it would drip onto him and go from that point.
He's a small-town crook busted into some science laboratory and got some goo on him.
You could do that too, yeah.
He's bit by radioactive goo. Whatever.
But, you know, that's my whole thing. Now...
Hey folks, welcome to Larry Rants. This week it's going to be something that really pisses me off. So here we go. Alright people, I wasn't going to rant about this damn thing, but motherfucker, I am sick of this shit. Alright, I get it. This is kind of a big thing in sports. But no, not really. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, and you shouldn't be by this point, I'm talking about LeBron James going back to the Cleveland Cavs to play for them. Yes, he is the, quote, number one player in the NBA, end quote. But players move around all the fucking time. So unless you live in Ohio, who fucking cares? It's not world changing, it doesn't affect world politics or world finances or anything but possibly their local economy. Then, there's this whole famous for just being either in a family with a famous relative or because of a big pair of tits or a nice fat ass. The dumb masses just eat it all up like the fucking sheep they are. People, stop feeding the idiot box with the want of stupidity and fake reality shows. No one with a brain gives a shit about the fucking Kardashians. The people that help these shows and keep them on TV are also the reason this country is in the swirling toilet. Motherfucker! I can't handle it anymore. You people just fucking kill me. Gah! Fuck! I'm done, or I'm never going to stop bitching about this.
Since I've had my rant there, we can go to Batman 66, which has been re-released, or I should say let out of red tape hell, and finally been re-released.
Whole kit and caboodle, too. All the merchandising rights have been settled.
Yeah.
So it's all kinds of merchandise will be coming out. We saw the Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Red Eddie's Trick Shop.
Yeah.
Don't know why you didn't pick up that Joker costume.
Because it doesn't fit.
So?
And it was like $200.
So?
Okay. Next time we're over
at Eddie's. It was badass. You could let Marissa wear it until you can get into it.
So she'd just wear it. Because I don't see me getting into it anytime soon. Because I'm lazy.
Lazy Joker.
Lazy Joker.
Just watching television laughing at bad things. Watching the evening news laughing at it.
I actually could do that. I've already got the outfit upstairs.
Lazy Joker.
Just be the lazy. This is what Joker does on his day off when he's not chasing Batman. Do it without the makeup. Have the scars. Just flip it. That is murder.
So yeah, I've watched the first six episodes, which is the introduction of Riddler, Penguin, and Joker.
Which, they're all two episodes each because it was done on 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. The only show that ever did that was Batman show twice in the same week, new episodes.
Yeah, well, it's because they knew people wanted to see it.
Well, I think they also figured they were playing on that movie serial thing. Tune in next week for
same bat time. There was a same bat channel.
There was a resurgence of those cliffhanger serials.
Snap crackling.
Right. So,
spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah, tune in next week for that.
Look at how rude you get out. Okay, I thought I was pretty quiet anyway when I said it.
Because Hugh Hefner was having these parties, and he would show these cliffhanger serials, and people would get together and kind of Mystery Science Theater them because they were so quaint and antiquated back in the 60s. Because they're like 20 years old now.
Ooh.
And whereas Hefner was doing it to kind of recapture his youth.
Yeah.
The people he was inviting to his parties.
This was their youth.
They were not alive when these things was on the movie theaters and stuff.
So. Yeah, well, you paid a nickel and you got 15 movies.
And those were becoming really popular, so they tried to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And that's how Batman came around, because Batman was about to be canceled.
Right.
The comic book.
Yeah.
Because it was not selling.
No.
So Bill Dozier goes in and says, hey, can I get the rights to this character? And I'm like, sure, we're almost done with him.
Yeah.
This is never going to go anywhere.
And it blew up. It blew up like a bat bomb. Everyone everywhere. It's little pieces of stuff in my carpet.
Your bat carpet?
My bat carpet. My car bat. Oh, there's something on the carpet.
The chair.
No, it's a piece of grass.
It'll come up, Larry. Unless it gets grass stains on the carpet.
We have a vacuum.
No, it's white. It's one of the dead things of dead grass.
Oh. You have white grass?
Yeah, man. Snow White.
It's one of those strange blends of grass that you have.
Snow White Stativa, man. It's good stuff. I use it in my hookalier. I would use it the Shanduka, but I haven't cleaned that out yet. Too lazy. Watch TV.
Like the Joker.
Watch TV laughing at bad things, man. He lost a finger. Speaking of losing fingers, Jose Canseco cut off of one of his. The baseball player.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, why?
Why?
Not on purpose. It was by accident.
Oh, okay. Like Jose Canseco cut off his finger today,
and he went to go play in a card game, and apparently it came off. So they either didn't do it right, or he was like, "Pull my finger." I don't know.
No, something was wrong.
Yeah,
but if it got to that point, he should have noticed something was wrong.
I don't know. He's
like this odd smell. There's probably more to that story.
Yeah, actually, I think it's a load of crap. But he did cut off his finger.
One of those hoaxes?
Yeah, I think it's, people going, oh, he was at a card, poker game, and his finger fell off,
He was in a card game with a recently deceased Macaulay Culkin.
and Gabriel Iglesias. And apparently Betty White.
That wasn't a hoax. That was a clever play on words.
Yeah. No. There's one where it said Betty White passed away. And she came on and went, I did?
Cause there was the one where they done an interview.
Yeah, died. D-Y-E-D. D-Y-E-D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betty White dies alone at 93 or something like that.
So we'll get back to the 66. So what do you
think? You didn't watch Batman when you were a kid?
I did off and on. I don't remember most of them.
I don't always remember the...
Because it was in the 70s.
Here's your point. You don't remember the 70s? It's all a haze. There's so many drugs back then.
There was.
Back in my Studio 54 days. I don't remember much of it at all. Something with the Warhol.
I spent most of the time reading or playing in my room or playing outside because I was a child and didn't spend all my time in front of the television except for Saturday morning cartoons. And then Mom would yell at me to get out in front of the TV and go outside. So that's what I did. Or I'd play in the basement because that was my playroom. That's where my toys and Legos and stuff were. Mm-hmm. Unless I brought the Legos upstairs into the dining room where we had the 4.5-inch long shag carpet and Mom found them the next day.
Motherfucker, Larry, get out of these dents!
Actually, it was shit. That's my mom's favorite curse word.
Oh, shit! Larry, come out of these damn Legos!
Or she had to vacuum the pile. No, wait, it's my own!
I need that one. It's the only window I have.
No, most of the ones I lost that way were the two blocks or the little round blocks. You know, they basically have now turned into heads. But, yeah, the little ones you can make columns out of. Mm. I lost more two blocks and columns that way than anything else. Because those are the ones you can't find, man. Especially when your shag carpet's the color of fire.
The color of fire.
Yeah, you know, it was that orange and yellowy. And it's the 70s, man, so it looked like fire. So I used to play like
that room. Oh, my Legos are burning.
Yeah, I used to play like that room was on fire. So you had to find other ways around the room. And I used to climb on the furniture and Mom would get pissed because I was climbing on the furniture. Then they changed it. It became a low pile carpet.
Which is blue and white, the color of water.
No, it was just off-white. And now it's wood, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Now it's wood. Wood floor.
That's what I used to land and pretend I was skydiving.
And my mom was like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
Or Aquaman. I was Aquaman.
No, I was never Aquaman. I did have the Aquaman underoos. Wait, you're back out!
Congratulations!
Yeah, I underoos are back out for adults!
In your size?
Probably not. But they're back out, man. I saw that and I went, and it's retro packaging. I went, holy shit, fucking underoos. They've got the Batman.
And everybody in Target turned around like, what's wrong with him?
No, they're a Hot Topic.
Covering her kids' ears. What the, what's wrong with that man?
Underoos!
Oh, you gotta go to Hot Topic for it?
No. Yeah, which means they're definitely not gonna be in my size.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You think they might have it in Torrid?
No, because I don't think any Torrids are open.
Oh, wow. Well. Trying to help.
Amazon?
Probably, but they still probably won't have it in my size.
Why not?
Uh-oh, he's looking, he's busting out the phone.
Underoos.
You can go check eBay, but they might actually have original underoos.
Hey, if they're still in the container, I'd buy them. Just be something else for me to collect.
Underoos?
Yeah.
Underoos for adults.
For adults.
Well, they only have one, and it's Superman.
What size is it, Chris?
Size select. Large and extra large.
I can't fit
either one of those. Select says extra large or 2X large.
Oh, I still can't fit in either one of those.
I don't know.
Really?
They have Web Undies, Men's DC Comic Batman.
Batman.
Color blue. Damn well, battery blue. Really, that was the only one they had?
On Amazon.
Underoos for adults in books.
In books?
In the category books. This is underoos for adults in boys' clothing. So I need adult underoos for boys.
Well, they have a Batgirl. They have Wonder Woman.
Well, this one's...
They have...
A company called Web Undies.
They have Harley Quinn. So, he'll... What?
Harley Quinn is not an original character for underoos.
No, of course not, but they have her. It was kind of cool. Bimmy!
All right.
It's not quite the Adam West one, but it's...
No, that's true.
Bimmy!
Size select, 4, 6, and 8. This is for little boys. You can't wear those. Yeah. You can't wear those.
What about them?
I couldn't open them.
It's in the front of the center. Excuse me, I gotta go to Europe.
What's going on in Europe?
I gotta open their blinds.
Yeah, because it's getting really dark in here.
Yeah.
Is that better, Ding Dong?
Yeah, thank you.
And apparently I have to turn the light on for Chris. Because he's so sensitive to light.
Captain America only comes in large and extra large.
I want the Incredible Hulk ones, but I want them to come out with like 4X.
Do you think we can ask XL to make, or Casual Mail to make
them DXL for us? To DXL to carry them for us?
Yeah.
Hey, my husband wants you to carry the Hulk underoos, but they got to be in 3 or 4X.
Hey, they may be able to make it. There may be other people that want to wear them. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9X.
Oh, yeah. God, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, the ones from Hot Topic only come in medium and large.
Yeah.
Because you can't shop there if you're any bigger.
No, they used to have 3X stuff there.
You'll be asked to leave.
No, because you could buy ear stuff, you know, for your ridiculous piercings. I want to get you some of that stuff.
What?
Those really weird, wacky things that you put in, you just kind of leave them. Like the big spikes and shit.
Why?
Why not? It'd be funny.
Okay.
See Marissa running around with these huge freaking spikes.
Oh. Brunk.
Hey guys, what the hell's on your ear? Big frickin' spikes?
Yeah.
Larry bought them for Christmas for me. I have to wear them, or it doesn't look like I'm a good wife.
Maybe she's a better one if she doesn't wear them.
Thank you, Chris.
So now it's like, Chris said I didn't have to wear them.
Yeah. Hey, Chris said
I. But now I need help unscrewing them. My fingers keep slipping. That's not the sound of it twisting. That's the sound of my fingers sliding off it.
Hit the ear wrench.
Boom! Boom!
That was tighter!
Sorry.
No, if you go tighter with the ear wrench, it's going to come out either way.
Boom! Boom!
And there you go! Team Reality, the podcast, is getting bigger every week. We hope to have a big sponsor really soon, but you never can tell. Next week, there'll be more of the same shit. So, follow us at facebook.com/achievingreality and tell us what you want to hear. For Chris, Larry, and Harvey, I'm Tina saying, there's my chicken neck! What?
Band-aid! Band-aid!
Band-aid. Stitches. Surgeon.
This episode of Achieving Reality the Podcast has been brought to you by Hades Sauna Repair. Have you got a personal sauna and need a repair company? Well, AR Products has the company for you! Hades Sauna Repair! They've been burning it up in sauna repair for 200 years! Wow! No one can say that! They can do anything that's needed for your sauna. Heck, heat it up with two heaters! Get it so hot you can roast fowl in it. The fellas at Hades carry everything in their trucks and are super low priced. Just 2 coins to pay the ferryman. Give them a call. Hades Sauna Repair. They're hotter than hell.